had an impact on you in your life?
Probably my father, Robert, or Bob as he goes back.
How did he have an impact on you?
So when I was growing up, you know, he would sometimes at dinner, or, you know, he would sit down and ask us interesting word problems, like, you know, if you know a train is going so fast, you know, calculate the distance it travels in a time, or kind of like word problems in math and science, and try to keep us interested in that. He was an engineer, so I think he tried to get us interested in engineering too.
Did that help you in any way to what you've become today?
Yeah, I think so, because, again, when I was growing up, I kind of got the sense from him that engineering was interesting and science was interesting, and as I got older, you know, he kind of, you know, would tell us that, you know, that's a good steady paying job, so, you know, it's a good thing to go into when you go into college. So, yeah, I would say he had an influence.
What are you most proud of?
I'm proud of many things, but one of the things I'm proud of is maybe having a family with 3 healthy boys, including you and your brothers, and not just that, but also, you know, boys that are interested in science and engineering. Like, I've enjoyed watching you learn your soldering skills, for example, and being interested in robotics, and hope that continues, and maybe one day you'll get a job at JPL, too.
Who was the kindest person in your life?
Not really sure. There's been lots of kind people in my life. No one person really stands out, but, you know, my parents were kind in many ways, but also strict in other ways, so, yeah, I don't know. I don't really have a good answer for that.
How did you meet my mom?
So I met your mom when I was studying abroad in Japan for a year as an undergraduate, and basically just met her actually at a party where they had at the university, so they had social events sometimes to introduce the foreign students living in Japan to the Japanese students and have them get to know each other, and, you know, opportunities for the foreign students to practice Japanese and for the Japanese students to practice English or other languages. And that's where I met her initially.
Has there been a time when you didn't like each other?
There's been times where we've gotten upset. You know, sometimes I think, you know, we have different ideas on how to raise kids sometimes, and sometimes we get into arguments about that. So, but, you know, we have minor arguments here and there.
If you could do over a part of your life, what would it be?
So I've enjoyed where I am working now at JPL, but when, you know, I also very much enjoy more research and, like, when I was a student as well. And I think if I had a chance to go back and pick my first job, I might have, since I went through graduate school, I might have gone into, like, a postdoc position or tried to become a professor, because I think it's interesting to do more some of that basic research and sort of set your own research. Whereas when you work at a company, a lot of times you just get assigned tasks, and so sometimes you lose that kind of research ability, and it's harder to go back and do that when you get, after you've been out, you know, working at a company for many years.
If you could give me any advice, what would it be?
I think to, you know, study hard, think about what you want to do in the future. You'll stay interested in science and maybe become an engineer one day yourself. It's easy to get emotional, but what I've always found was useful, especially when I went to Japan, is sometimes it's good to sort of take a step back and pretend you're someone else watching yourself and think about what they would be thinking about what you're doing right then. And sometimes that gives you an interesting perspective on your own actions.
Thanks for letting me interview you. Sure.